Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, Lakith Paredes, and the two of us are calling to you from our studios on www.goforgold.lk as we bring you all the top news from the sporting world on our podcast today, being the 20th of July, 2026. The story hitting the ceiling is that Spain have been crowned as worthy champions of World Cup 2026 when they beat Argentina by 1-0 a short while ago. Meanwhile, on to cricket at Lord's, England have got the better of India by just 27 runs in the decider third and final ODI. LPN news is that Jaffna Kings versus Dambulla Sixers was an exciting game, but Jaffna Kings just about won this game by 5 wickets. That's interesting. Then Colombo Caps versus Kandy Royals, the second game that was played at the SSC, was another nail biter. And you'll be surprised the scores. It was very exciting indeed. Colombo Caps just about got through, winning the game by 6 wickets in another exciting game. And of course, Zimbabwe sadly have lost the third and the final T20 series to Bangladesh, when Bangladesh got the better of them by 4 wickets yesterday at Harare. So let me go through the details now. Right, Spain have been crowned as champions when they beat defending champions Argentina by 1-0. The game went on to extra time. The prize money that the Spanish carry is $50 million, which is fantastic. They played excellent football right through the competition, and defending champions Argentina came second best. They take home $33 million, but nevertheless, it was a well-fought game and a worthy final at that. And at Lord's cricket, India versus England. England won the toss, decided to bat first, made a mammoth score of 387 for 3 wickets. Ben Duckett, 141, James Bethell, 91, Joe Root, unbeaten on 74, and Josh Butler, strike rate of 315. He made 41 runs in 13 deliveries. Fantastic. We didn't see Jasprit Bumrah in action yesterday, so I think the Indians might have lost a trick. We don't know whether he's injured or what. But Prasad Krishna took 2 for 69. Sadly, India failed by just 27 runs. Good effort. They made 360. Rohit Sharma, 138. Shubman Gill, 77. Virat Kohli, 74. And for England, it was Sam Curran who took 4 for 75. Very high-scoring game at Lord's. Dambulla Sixers versus Jaffna Kings. Here are the scores. Dambulla Sixers batting first, made 130, bowled out in 19.3 overs. Pawan Ratnayake made 27, Niroshan Dikwala 23. The bowling, Lizard Williams 2 for 14, Trevin Matthews 3 for 19, and Shakib Al Hassan 2 for 12. Jaffna Kings get to the target in the 19th over, 133 for 5. Banko Rajapaksa, the captain, superb 61, and Ibrahim Zadran made 21. The bowling, Dushmanta Chamira 2 for 29, Vishnu Kumar 1 for 11, and Mathisa Patirana 1 for 12. So Jaffna Kings win this game by 5 wickets. The second game was played at 7:30 in the evening. Colombo Caps versus Kandy Royals, the main scores. Kandy 179 bowled out. Lahiru Udara 53, Angelo Matthews 45, and Mohin Ali 41. Binura Fernando took 4 for 45, and Hassan Mohammed 3 for 31. Colombo Caps get to the target just in 19.4 overs with 2 balls to spare, and this was a very exciting game. Jimmy Nation got 48 and Johnny Tlienege 53, with Hassan capturing 2 for 29. So 179 for 10 is what Kandy got, and the Colombo Caps get to the target in 19.4 overs. A very, very exciting encounter, winning the game ultimately by a decent margin of 6 wickets. Right, let's all wrap it up. Let's go to Zimbabwe. Harare, the third and the final T20, Zimbabwe versus Bangladesh. Zimbabwe won the toss, decided to bat first. They made 143 for 7. Dion Myers, 74, and Brian Bennett, 47. Mohammad Saifuddin for Bangladesh among the wickets, 2 for 35. But Mehdi Hassan, Taskeen Ahmed, Rishabh Hossain, and Abdul Ghaffar took one wicket each. The target set for Bangladesh was 144. It was an exciting game. They just managed to get there with two balls to spare. Tanzeen Hassan, adjudicated as man of the match, was 66 unbeaten, supported by Parviz Hussain, who made 24, and Tawhid Ridhoi, 24. The bowling, Richard Ingrava, 2 for 30, Brad Evans, 2 for 26, and Sikandar Rasa, 2 for 38. So Bangladesh have won the T20 series against their arch rival Zimbabwe. Well, we hope you did enjoy our presentation. I'd like to take this opportunity of congratulating Spain for winning the World Cup 2026. Also congratulate England for winning the one-day series as well against the mighty Indians at the home of cricket. And in LPL, we had some wonderful games that were completed yesterday, being Sunday. And also, let's not forget that Bangladesh have won the T20 series against Zimbabwe at Harare. With that, it's time for me to wrap it up and then, you know, spin a couple of songs for your listening pleasure. Thanks for being in our company. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. This is Brian Thomas signing off and wishing all of you a blessed week ahead and a fantastic Monday. Thank you. Listen to the music. Bye for now.